sometimes I'll walk into somebody's house and right away they'll make you feel at home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get a little taste of, you know, you feel like you can sit down anywhere and you can borrow anything. And, you know, mm-hmm. home's maybe where you grew up, where you currently pay rent, where your parents live, where other people you love live.
It could also be like friendships or, mm-hmm. you know, home can be people. It can be like sounds. It can be smells. It can be
a pair of boots or jeans that you worked in really good.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. A nice cocoa shirt. I'm going to give my home story. When I was kind of going through my little life struggles and, the world got too in my head, I was kind of forced back home. But, yeah, when you're back in your old neighborhood, there's certain memories that come up that are fun, you know, just running around the soccer field and having oranges in your mouth at halftime. And, yeah, I get what you mean. It's just, then there's church, run to church late on Sundays. That's an interesting memory. But, you know, it always brings back different emotions. And even though you're somebody else, the place is still the same, right? You come mm-hmm. back, it's like, you know, that doesn't change as much as, and even when you move, like parents move and, you know, the same furniture is maybe with you, but the same concept of home in there, whether it's energy or just people around you is, it doesn't matter. It could just be like somewhere random in a train station and you can feel the home. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this is great. I like this topic.
Yeah. It's cool. Heavy.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's so therapeutic.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Sound Therapy Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, we're going to get back to Lisa. We're going to get you playing music. And we're going to talk about, you got a little talk circle happening next week, which is exciting. So save it.
Oh, okay.
You want to play another?
Sure.
All right, so why don't you introduce Coco?
Coco's going to play another song for us.
Yay, me. Hi. My name is Coco Love Alcorn. If you're just tuning in, I'll be playing a concert at the Rio Theater on December 12th. And the Rio's at Broadway and Commercial. And December 12th is a Saturday. And Matt up from Winnipeg is going to be there. And I'm going to have a band with me. And it's going to be super awesome. Oh, and you can email j.peachy@yahoo.com and tell him which two movies are playing this Friday at the Rio, and we will put you on the guest list. All right, what song should I play? Any requests?
I don't know. How about Joyful? Do you want to do Joyful?
Sure.
I feel joyful at home.
Yeah, I so rarely sing this song, but yeah, let's go for it.
Nice.
This song is, I guess it's basically about giving ourselves permission to be happy. So that suits this this show.
Absolutely.
Art for therapy, creativity for therapy.
Nice.
I think there's always, you know, it's good to be aware of things like areas of self-improvement that you're aiming towards, mm-hmm. but not beat yourself up for not having reached those goals yet, you know? Or I don't know. Yeah. All right. If a star falls and it kisses your face, let the light invite you like a lover's embrace. And if the shadows touch you, let them leave no trace. You got to keep on keeping on. There's nothing wrong with being happy and joyful. Keep on keeping on, find a way and decide to stay joyful. If the night brings an electrical start, then let the rain sing as the sky falls apart. And if the silence finds you, speak the words in your heart. You got to keep on keeping on. There's nothing wrong with being happy and joyful. Keep on keeping on. Find a way and decide to stay joyful. Joyful.
That's great. Nice. Great concert in here. Okay, so we're going to take a bit of a break, and then after that, we're going to play a recorded interview that I did with Ella Nostovsky and John Burkhart from the Touched by Fire program, which is a great program that started out of tragic circumstances. So just take a short break, and we'll be right back.
If you'd like to talk about exploring gay, lesbian, transgender, queer, and bisexual identities, the trained volunteers from the peer support team of Out on Campus would love to meet with you. A meeting is possible anywhere on campus. There is also an opportunity to chat online. For more information, send an email to ooc-peersupport@sfu.ca.
Okay, we're with Ellen Ostowski and John Burkhart from the Touched by Fire program, and they're out of Ontario, and just want to welcome them to Sound Therapy. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So let's start with Ellen. Introduce yourself and how are you involved in this project?
My name is Ellen Ostowski, and I am the Director of Fundraising for the Mood Disorders Association of Ontario in Toronto. We started the Touched by Fire program 3 years ago, and it is an online art gallery and an annual event that showcases the art created by artists with mood disorders.
Great, and John, you're also associated with the project.
I have been involved with the Mood Disorders Association for 8 or 9 years, and about halfway through that period, my daughter Rebecca took her own life, and that was obviously something of huge import, and I decided I was going to do something about it, and got a little money together and got together with the people at the Mood Disorders Association and started this project, which has taken off beyond my wildest dreams.
So this has been going on for 3 years, and
that's right.
And
this is its third year, so it is actually, yeah.
And you just recently had an event at a pretty prestigious location. Tell us a bit about that.
We moved to the Royal Ontario Museum this year, and we were very lucky to be one of the first private events held in the new event space in the newly renovated museum. Which brought out over 700 people. We doubled the size of the attendance this year over last year, and we were able to use that space to showcase over 75 works of art from 43 different artists. So the show grew in many ways this year, and we're very, very grateful for the huge outpouring of support that came our way.
Well, that's amazing. Now, it takes quite a bit of effort and labor and money, corporate sponsorship.
I just twitched my nose, and it all happens.
Wow, that's great.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Jay.
Yeah, so talk about the kind of background production and specifically corporate support, because mental health, I feel, is kind of lower on the totem pole with corporate support, and some are likely afraid to associate with it. Maybe talk a bit about the production and the corporate side of it.
Certainly. We're very, very, very grateful for the support of Raymond James Financial. As you may know, they're one of Canada's leading independent wealth management organizations, and they have been behind this program since its inception. And I think that is quite an outstanding factor, given our economic climate and the social climate around mental health, enticing organizations to lend their support to mental health and to put it on a great big sign is difficult, as I'm sure you can imagine. So we're very grateful for their support, their staunch support, and they are also an active participant in the planning. So in addition to simply writing a check, they also allow us to take advantage of some of their human resources, and some of their staff volunteered at the event. Some of their staff volunteered in the planning stages of the event. And again, an event for 700 people, we like to think it just sort of happens, but there's a pretty much a year-long process that goes on, from finding the right space to deciding, you know, what kind of walls will we art hang on, and will they be white or will they be blue, and will we have food or we won't have food, and will we charge admission or we won't charge admission. So it takes a lot of people, a lot of time. So we're very grateful for a volunteer committee of 10 or 12 people that work hundreds of hours during the year, so that hundreds more can enjoy the art on one night.
They also won an award this year from the Globe and Mail Business Arts Community, the Entrepreneurial Award for support of this program. That was a huge event on October 29th, filled the AGO, the competitor to the RUN, and that was huge. They won.
You can actually look that up, Jay. It's called Business for the Arts Awards, and Raymond James was this year's winner in one of their categories, and there's quite a nice little blurb about that on the Business for the Arts website. And honestly, I think that it was that award that drew some of the attention to our event just last Thursday night.
That's spectacular.
It really added to the interest that was already growing, but it really gave us a bit of an edge.
That's amazing. Now, Raymond James, what inspires them to be involved with this cause in particular? Being, you know, it's so risky. I mean, the awards aside, but what's the driving force behind it?
A fellow named Peter Connard, who is the senior vice president of marketing and communications, is an old personal friend of mine, and to a degree, he pushed water uphill. He got in and he said, "I want to do this," and he got everybody to do it, and it has been huge. He's just it has grown every step of the way, but that's what he did, and he forced it.
I think that Peter realized that there was an element of risk because of the subject matter. There was an element of risk because it touched by fire. It's a little bit vague. What is it really? But I think he also had the insight and foresight to know that there would also be a payoff, not in dollars, but in goodwill and in human connection, not just with their clients, where the money payoff comes from, but within their own organization. Because now their staff know that Raymond James is an open, caring organization with an interest in mental health, and there's less fear, there's less stigma, and there's less behind closed doors whispering about mental illness. So now, if a Raymond James employee or an employee family member is affected by mental illness, there will be far less fear in approaching their employer for support in that matter. And I think that's huge. I think that that's something that most businesses have not yet done.
Absolutely. The education and awareness,
yep,
is quite a large... You know, it's a large output from your event, and, you know, I guess you throw things out there and you hope stuff sticks, so that's good.
You bet.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
And that's a thing where we just had no idea that it would take off like this, and you know, we're going to have a debrief next week to figure out where we go in year 4 and 5 and 6 and forever, because we've got something, and we're not even talking for the moment about the huge success with the people themselves. You know, artists who aren't really up for this, and then somebody says, oh, you ought to do it, and they get going, and it's a great success with them. So
I think it's worth noting, Jay, that 450 pieces of art were submitted. And currently in the online gallery, there are more than, I think there are more than 3,000 pieces of art that you can look at. So that means that out there, there are artists with mood disorders in huge numbers who are feeling confident, who are feeling able, who are feeling appreciated, and who are creating and allowing the world to see the efforts of their talent. And I think that that has immeasurable impact. And we won't ever really know how much this project and this event means to some of those people, because they, you know, some of them choose not to share an artist profile with us. Some of them choose to display their art, their work, but not sell it. So I think that there's a wider impact than even we know.
Now let's, John, let's talk about Rebecca. She was, I believe, from what this event is, a very special person for people to really create a legacy.
Yeah, well, that's the term. She spent years at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. She worked in art. We have every year a sculpture that she did of herself, which is, you know, quite amazing. And but the demons became just far too large, and she ended it. But that was not, you know, it was not time for us to end it. So we go on.
Now you're going into your fourth year. Where do you think this is going to go? And, you know, it seems like there's a bolt of energy here. Where do you think you're going to go?
We'll try to figure that out next week.
We're thinking of asking you to have a simultaneous show in Vancouver with us next year.
Well, absolutely.
We don't know. Don't know, Jay. We really, given that we're the Mood Disorders Association of Ontario, we have a provincial mandate. And although the funding for this project is not given to us by the Ontario government, I mean, we're not constrained in that regard, but we are constrained in that we have exactly 7 people working in this organization. And so we'd like it to be huge. We would like to franchise. We would love little pick-up art groups to say, oh my God, in November, in the third week of November, we want to do it too. Just like the Terry Fox run. You know that there are kids in public schools all over the country running around the soccer field on the same day. Wouldn't it be awesome if there were big and little and huge and tiny art shows happening in the third week of November all around this country called Touched by Fire? We'd love that. Just not sure how to make it happen, but we'll get there.
That's great. Well, your small dream has turned into something big, and now your big dream, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
We have an organization in Chicago, which is very similar to ours, which is starting a similar, secondary Touched by Fire. They're going to go online this year, and there will be more. So, as Ellen said, the opportunities are endless if we can just put it all together.
Well, that's great.
We do this essentially for nothing, and it is Raymond James dollars that backs us, and the artists get 100% of their work. We don't mark it up. We don't do anything. And that is huge, you know. We're doing it for the mood disorders people, and it's working.
That's great. Well, I thank you both for spending the time, and seems like a great project, and the possibilities are endless.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for allowing us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, that was the Touch by Fire project. Just an amazing story of, yeah, turning tragedy into something spectacular and see it grow. And, yeah, it just has some great possibilities. So keep out for it. If you want to get involved, go to touchedbyfire.ca. And you can also call the Mood Disorders Association of Ontario if you want to get involved, sponsor, hang out, or just, you know, find out what's going on. They're at 888-486-8236. That's 888-486-8236. And you want to ask for Ellen Ostofsky. Okay, so we're back in the studio here. And actually, I want to talk about another kind of artist-based group that's kind of part of this social revolution, I guess, around mental health. It's the Artist Alliance for Mental Health. And it's started by a poet. He goes by the name of Ridlin, but his real name is Gregory Frankson. And he's just kind of a pepper pot guy. I saw him at a conference, which is in Vancouver, and he was the poet in residence at a conference. Isn't that cool?
Awesome!
Isn't that cool? Yeah. So what he would do is he would go to the different sessions, the plenary things, and then he would recap at the end of the day, from a poet perspective, what happened. And he would tell the truth.
Wow.
He would say, like, you know, nothing like, we don't just want to push paper, we want to make real change. And he would say things that people want to say, but because they're in their silos and in their positions, they couldn't. Mm-hmm. So people would give him things to say and inspire him. And it was just spectacular. So he started this Artist Alliance for Mental Health, and he wanted to get like 1,000 people on his Facebook page. He started about a week and a half before the conference. Within 2 days, he got 600 artists. Like, wow. On his page, on his Facebook page. I guess he knows like a gazillion of them. And someone from the States is also going to run a parallel group, Artist Alliance for Mental Health, out of Los Angeles. So this it's growing, and there's a lot of people that are just kind of coming out of the woodwork and, yeah, just joining with the cause. And it's really neat just seeing it grow. And Canada is ascending in the whole kind of mental health space, I guess, when I was down there. So it's and they're taking a social media aspect to it. So Artist Alliance for Mental Health, look them up on Facebook and say hi to Gregory. Okay, we're back in studio. We want to talk to you, Lisa Walker, before Coco wraps up for us with a tune. Now, you've got something interesting next Friday.
This Friday, too.
Yeah. I guess this Friday, yeah.
Yeah, this Friday. I'm having an event this Friday at Gallery Gachet, which is at 88 East Cordova at Columbia, Friday at 7 p.m. until 10. And it's going to be a night sort of similar to this banter of, like, talking about where you're from and what your home is like and what home means to you. It's going to be really informal. And I also want to take the opportunity to enhance my show and kind of tell some stories about the photos. And I'm really excited for it, and I really hope that people come. I think it's going to be really special.
Cool. So what do you want people to come out from the storytelling? What do you want? What do you expect people to feel?
I think my idea behind it was that I find Vancouver really isolating, and I want to have a night of connecting with other people in Vancouver in a really, like, honest and genuine fashion. And just, I want people to feel welcome to share stories with each other, because I find that there's not a lot of spaces to just sit around and talk about where you're from. And I don't expect it to be, like, cheery, happy time. You know, it doesn't have to be, like, really easy to talk about. I'm going to have art materials there so you can draw if you don't feel like talking, because I know I'm not a very verbal person either. But, so, yeah, I just want people to feel welcome to share with each other and connect.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, my show is up until January 4th, nice. Also at Gachet.
There's a lot of people that have come into town. Like, I just find... I'm a local guy. I was born in Prince George, but I was pretty much raised here. And when I meet people, they're like, "Oh, wow, you're like a real local person." It's like Where's Waldo? It's like, "Wait, you found one."
Yeah.
And it's great. People are bringing different experiences, and I can see that. Like, I know I lived in Ottawa and Calgary, I just having a sense of home, and it's cool. It's real. I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna be there on Friday too. So,
yay!
Sweet.
Are you gonna be in a jacket and a sweater vest and a button down shirt?
Maybe.
A little snap.
I'd wear a vest. It is. It's cold. It's winter. Yeah.
It's good. And I like
hat.
It.
My cowboy hat. You didn't see my hat. That's how people find me.
That's right? True. That's how I found you today.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, people can see me from at least 200 meters. So.
At least.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up with one more song before Glazy comes in and plays her just energetic music. You have to listen to the show at 8 o'clock, but Coco's going to wrap up. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Sugar. Cherry tree, we'll be high society. Get yourself up for the scenery. Stay for the pleasure of my company. Sugar tastes sweeter when our eyes meet up. Flowers look brighter when you say my name. The bottom gets deeper when you kiss my lips. I can feel forever since the day you came. Tongue tie, I lied when I said that I wouldn't cry if you left me high and dry. Don't wanna hear you say goodbye. Sugar tastes sweeter when our eyes meet up. Flowers look brighter when you say my name. The bottom gets deeper when you kiss my lips. I can feel forever since the day you came. Yeah. Hi, my name is Coco Love Alcorn. You are listening to CJSF with Jay Peachy and Lisa
Walker
and Chris Richmond. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
And we've been talking about art and home
and great music.
We've been having good times and style and fashion. And Lisa Walker's got a chat circle going on Friday.
Yeah.
Down at the Gachet Gallery.
Mm-hmm. 88 East Cordova.
And Saturday night, December 12th, I'm going to be doing a concert at the Rio Theater, which is at Broadway and Commercial. And I'll have a band with me. And we're going to have Matt Epp from Winnipeg with me singing some songs. Really excited about it.
Nice.
Yeah. And you can find me on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, all that stuff.
Cool. And Sound Therapy will be back in 2 weeks. Got an episode on independent spirituality, so don't forget to tune in. And if you're driving and you missed the first part of the episode, we'll post this online at soundtherapyradio.com. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby. I just want you to know, you gotta know, got to know that sugar tastes sweeter when our eyes meet up. Flowers look brighter when you say my name. The bottom gets deeper when you kiss my lips. I can feel forever since the day you came. Sugar tastes sweeter when our eyes meet up.
Flowers look better when you say my name.